Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Alice Flynn, out there on the West Coast, Portland, Oregon.
Well, good morning, LaVon. Thank you for inviting me to be on your show today.
You bet. I've just been really excited about having you visit with us since I saw an article in the Des Moines Sunday Register about a book, a rather large book that you've written about a person really close to you. So let's kind of start back at the beginning because it's also close to our neighborhood.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So what's our Kimbleton connection? Let's start there.
Well, my grandparents moved over from Denmark in 1901, the last name of Bennetson, and my mom grew up there. And when my father met her during the war, they were married a month after they met, and when he returned from Europe, he decided to go to vet school at Iowa State, and in 1950 he graduated. And they decided to start his practice in Kimbleton. So he lived in Kimbleton from 1950 to 1993.
And you still have somebody very important living in Kimbleton.
Well, she's in Elkhorn now.
Yes.
Yeah, she's at the home in Elkhorn. My mom is still alive. She's 91, and she's doing great.
That's wonderful. Now, what this is all about, of course, is a story about a veteran, but it's a true experience, and you did lots of research to put this book together. So let's start with why you decided to write this book or how that came to be.
Well, I decided to write the book when I had my first grandchild was born. I wanted him to know who his great-grandfather was, and so I put together, I talked to my mom, and we found some information in the file cabinet that really gave me a detailed list of where Dad had been in the war and the prisoner of war camps he'd been in. And from there, I had some key information. So I just started researching on the Internet, and I ordered his VA files, which once I got those also gave me a lot of information. So I was able to find a number of books that actually he was talked about in, which totally surprised everyone in my family.
Because, like many veterans, he probably hadn't told you many things about his service career.
No. And, with, you know, he told, I'm the youngest of eight children, so he told each one of us and my mom, you know, little bits and pieces. And so as I started to build the story, I was able to take their little bits and pieces and really add to it and make it a, you know, one that was really specific to his experience.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the things that really surprised you as you started putting this all together and finding out? Were there some things that stood out to you more than others and say, oh my gosh, I really didn't realize this?
Well, basically chapters 4, 5, and 6, which are from when he started combat in Europe in November of 1944, all the way through his POW experience. Three chapters and 110 pages, most of that was totally new to myself as well as my mom and my siblings.
Okay, so he actually fought in the Battle of the Bulge?
He did, and that's when he was captured. His unit was in the middle of the front line. They were 4 miles from Germany, and they were 300 Americans were in the town, and they were, like I said, on the front lines, and they held their town for 2.5 days while other units were able to get to Bastogne in that time period to defend it. And as we all know, the famous movie Band of Brothers, that's what, you know, was at the end of their movie, was getting to Bastogne. And one of the lines in the movie said that, you know, the 28th is getting pretty beat up on the lines. Well, that they were talking about my dad's unit. So they were the last town to hold out. And basically by that time, they were what was left of the Bulge. And then they finally surrendered.
But, and isn't it surprising that one of the things in here was about the number of Americans killed in that area, I mean, in the group that he was in? Is that, I read that only 7 Americans were killed and 10 wounded compared to 300 Germans.
Exactly. Now, they had decided there was 2 major roads and bridges that in the area that the Germans really thought was critical to getting to Bastogne. And so they had, the town of Hossingen, where he was at, was surrounded at most of the time by at least 5,000 Germans compared to the 300. So, you know, and they had 18 tanks and we had 5, and it was just totally outnumbered. So then my dad like you said, there was only 7 that were actually killed and 10 wounded out of the 300 men. And so the Germans were totally amazed at the end of the battle when there were so few men in the town when they surrendered.
Yeah, I would think that has to be one of the big surprises, and probably even surprised your dad at the time. Thinking, I mean, how could this be? And it was one of those almost miracle things.
Yeah, and one of the books that I read really coined it well. They called it the Alamo and the Ardennes, you know, like the Alamo, you know, in Texas. That was the same situation, 300 Americans against, you know, the Mexican army.
And then how long was he a POW?
4.5 months.
Okay. And I'm sure that that was a great deal of suffering, but maybe he was fortunate that it was just that long, because we had people who were in POWs much longer than that. But whatever time had to be not a great time in his life. So then after he was released, then did he come back to the United States?
He did.
Almost immediately?
It took him about a month, the first couple days after they liberated the camp. And an interesting thing I just found out a couple months ago before I published the book was that my mom's younger brother, who grew up in Kimbleton also, was with the unit that had liberated my dad's camp, and they never made the connection.
Oh, my goodness.
I just told my uncle when I was talking to him, I just told him that a couple months ago, and he's like, really?
He did not know.
At 88 years old, he didn't know that.
So look at all the good things you've done with your book. And let's tell people how they can get the book. Then I have a couple other questions. But how can they get this book, and what's the title?
Well, the title is Unforgettable, The Biography of Captain Thomas J. Flynn. And if they want to buy a copy, there are copies in Elkhorn and Kimbleton. There's at the bank in Kimbleton, and then at the windmill, the museum, and at the Vinhus in Elkhorn, and at the winery. So if they don't want to order online, otherwise they can order it at Amazon.com.
Okay, so quite a few good sources there to find the book.
Yeah.
If you're in the neighborhood here in Southwest Iowa, it's probably just as easy to go to Kimbleton or Elkhorn to get it. But somebody may hear this who's in California or Michigan. Who knows, you know, where this goes. So it's good to know that they can also get it through Amazon.com. Now, part of your book, as I understand, also talks about coming back, and after you married your mother, coming back to this area and raising a family. You want to tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, the second half of the book is part two, actually. Yeah, it's our life growing up in Kimbleton, and, you know, my dad was very involved with the community and trying to do things that benefited the town and the neighborhood. And he joined the fire department right away, and between being a volunteer firefighter and fire chief, he did that for 41 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're very involved.
Okay. And then the other thing that I wanted to be sure that we shared with people, just in case somebody's saying, oh, you know, I would really like to find out more about my father, my grandfather, great, whatever. You started with things that you had, and you mentioned getting things from VA. How did you go about doing that?
Well, you know, what I did was I put a lot of information. I put a chapter at the end of my book. It's an appendix that went through my whole research process. So people can, if they buy the book, they can find all that information there, as well as if you don't buy the book, but I have a website called unforgettableveteran.com, and I took that entire appendix and I put it on my website because I wanted to help other people who were in the same situation as me and wanted to know the story of their unforgettable veteran. And I put the contact information, the addresses, the information you needed, and I just tried to make it a really robust set of information for the people like myself who wanted to research their parents. And so if you have questions, if you look at my website, you can contact me. There's a link on that will send me an email, and I'll try and see if I can help you in any way I can.
Okay, that is wonderful, because I know that so many of those stories have just not ever been told. So it's great not only to have this story, this particular story, but all the help that you can give other people. So we've been visiting with Alice Flynn, and I know a lot of people in the area will go, oh, yes. And your mom's name is, just say that one more time.
It's Anna Flynn.
Anna Flynn. And I know a lot of people in the area know her. So, we want to thank you very much, Alice Flynn, for bringing this information to you or to us and visiting with us today.
Well, thank you, LaVon.
Yes. And so until next time, remember that you can contact Alice at alice@unforgettableveteran.com.